Grace, mercy, and peace to you, God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you ever been invited to somewhere or something? I don't know if you've noticed it, but I've been using the word invite many times today. How many of you noticed that? Sally, because... Yeah, I've been inviting you to stand. I've been inviting you to greet one another. I've been inviting you to recite the Nicene Creed. Invitations. We all love getting invitations, right? We all love to be invited for something. Except we don't always love it, do we? We get deluged with invitations in the mail or on Facebook. The other day, I got invited to give someone on Facebook Messenger, to give someone $300 so he could get a motorcycle. Seriously, I did not respond. But we all have heard about these invitations that people get. Oh, guess what? There's a great deal going on, a way to get a grant, guaranteed a $10,000 grant. For whatever you want to do, all you have to do is go to the bank and buy $500 worth of gift cards and then call me up with those numbers and then we'll send you the $10,000. Doesn't that sound great? Doesn't that sound like a wonderful invitation? No? Okay, I'm going to be very serious about it because we are of that age, most of us sitting in here, but it even could affect some of these younger people like Josie and Luke, that you might receive this kind of phone call or message to, or your grandson is in the hospital or has been arrested. You need to send money, gift cards, to get him out. Have you heard of these scams that go on? Sure. They really do come on. Or some of them might not be really scams, but they're still bombarding you with invitations. We received an invitation the other day in the mail that if we would just contribute $25 a month for August and September, or even better yet, just send $50 right away, to support one of the candidates for political office. We all get those, right? Or you go somewhere and these people are selling something in the storefront, are wanting you to sign something. And whenever you sign something, be very careful. Read what you are being invited to sign. Even if it sounds really good, even if it's something that you want. Because sometimes when you sign this great invitation, you're signing that a year from now, they could take the money out again automatically. And if you don't pay attention to that, and all of a sudden a year comes from now, they're taking the money out. Well, I didn't know they would do that. But the fine print is there. We receive all kinds of invitations. Now, some of the invitations we really like. We like invitations to wedding showers, to bridal showers, to weddings, to birthday parties. Yeah, and we got an invitation to a birthday party today, so we're excited about that. But we get some that we are excited about. And who knows? If you go, it might be the very best one ever. This wedding shower, our bridal shower, our baby shower that you go to. Because Sally took the same granddaughter to a baby shower a month ago, and she still says it was the best baby shower ever. So some invitations are good to receive and to answer to in the positive. Yes, I'd love to go to that. But then we get some, your fourth cousin's brother's uncle is getting married and you receive a wedding invitation. They don't really want you to come, but they're hoping that you send them a gift. Yeah. Have any of you received a wedding invitation like that? Okay. I actually haven't received one like that, but I know that they're out there. Or a wedding to, you have to wear, everybody, I invite you to my wedding, you need to dress this way to come, this color, this or whatever. Invitations. We have to be careful at what we receive. So why am I talking so much about invitations today? You're trying to figure out. Well, I invite you to listen to what I have to say still. Wisdom has built her house. She has honed her seven pillars. Why are there seven pillars? Why not six? Why not 19? Why not three? Seven is the number of completion. How many days in the week? Seven. How many days of creation? Six. And on the seventh day, God rested. So seven shows up a lot. She has slaughtered her beasts. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. And she has sent out her young women to call from the highest places in the town to invite people to come in. Whoever is simple, let him turn in him. To him who lacks sense, she says, come eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. You live your simple ways and live and walk in the way of insight. Now, is that a good invitation? Oh, you guys aren't sure about that, are you? You don't like the being called simple and lacking common sense and all this stuff? But there are times when we do lack common sense, when we want to follow the ways of the world. And there are times when we are simple. It's not bad being simple. We're all simple creatures created by God. It's not bad to be called simple. Sometimes the simple ones, maybe they're not the wealthiest or whatever in the world and stuff, but, you know, it's better to be simple than to go, oh, you know what, I got so much that I'm going to build new towers and fill them up, and so that way I will have so much for myself. I'm so wise to think of this. I have such a clear, great mind, and I'm going to eat, drink, and be merry forever. And what did that do for that man? His life was taken that very night. So sometimes it's okay. We're simple. We're simple. We need the Word of God. We need to eat and hear the Word of God. We need to be fed the Word of God. Through the Bible, through preaching, through the Bible studies. Dennis will be having one after church, and he invites all to join him in the Bible study after church in the next building over. You do invite everyone, right, Dennis?
Everyone in here.
Everyone in here. Sally and I are going to have to regretfully decline, but we have to go spread God's word somewhere else today. So you're all invited to the Bible studies. You're invited to study the word, to read your devotions, to feed on the word of God. The food, the drink. Wisdom has provided it for you. And inviting you to come. To come. But notice, we're also instructed to not correct a scoffer or reprove a wicked man. Do not reprove a scoffer or he will hate you. Reprove a wise man and he will love you. Why should we not reprove a wicked man or a scoffer? Because we are supposed to talk to them in love. Restore them gently, or else you might be caught in the same sin that they are doing. Because we've all been there. We've all sinned. We've all done bad things. And if someone comes to you and say, you are nothing but a downright dirty, sinning liar, whatever, does that do any good? To be put down? Yes, you are a sinner, but guess what? There's a way out of your sin. A way out of your sin. And it's Jesus Christ who came. And though he was not a sinner, he took your sins upon himself, suffering and dying so that you might be forgiven of your sins. It's not to reprove them. It's not to pound them in the dirt. They know they're a sinner. Some people know, but they can't find a way out of what they are doing. And they need help. And we are sent to help them, to invite them to hear the word, to feed on God's word, to attend church, to attend Bible studies, to read the Bible with them. We are invited to do so, not in a condescending way, but in a loving, gentle way. Sometimes people might have to get smacked down a little bit. You can't keep doing this because we love you. We want you to stop. Now, it's great that we've been invited to a party. Does this remind you of another a big feast that people were invited to? The wedding feast. The king's son was getting married, and he was going to have a big wedding feast, and he sent his messengers, his servants out to invite people to this. And he went and invited them, and they said, "No, I got better things to do. I don't need to come. You just carry along and have your feast." So he sent them to invite other ones, and they beat them up and killed them. So then he sent them to anyone, not a specific group, but to everyone. "Come, come to the wedding banquet. Come eat and drink and have a good time. You are all invited. You are all invited to this great, beautiful feast that God has prepared for you. The bread and wine that we are to taste and drink, we will be receiving a little bit." And Jesus tells them, I am. And when he says "I am" like that, he means "I am God. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." Jesus is inviting you to the Lord's table today, to eat and drink his body and his blood. He is the living bread from heaven. And we have all received this invitation. And we, as servants of God, it's not a bad thing to be a servant. We, as servants of God, have been invited by God to go out and to invite others to this great feast, to go wherever we're able to go, wherever life takes us, wherever the Spirit leads us, to invite other people. Some of us, it might be here in Bourbon. Some of us, it might be in the greater St. Louis area. Some of us, it might be throughout this country. Some of us could be in places like Albania, to spread the word in Albania, to invite people to the living bread, teach them about the body and blood of Jesus Christ and how he has loved them and how he has died for them. You never know where God is going to send you. Listen to him. He's inviting you to go out and be his disciples, to make disciples of all people, wherever the Holy Spirit might lead you. Each of us has a different place. We're not all equipped to do the same thing, but the Holy Spirit will be there guiding us and leading us. We get these invitations in the mail, And what we do is we scratch off our address, cover it up, throw it in the trash, don't even pay attention to it, but we're going to keep on getting these invitations. So be careful. But when God invites you to read his word, to study his word, don't throw that invitation away, brothers and sisters in Christ. It is God's word for you. His word is a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet. Or also a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. I turned it around, but that's okay. I've done that more than once. Yeah. Anyway, God loves you and he invites you to be his children. To be his children and to love him and love all people in return. In the name of Jesus, amen.